On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, how you doing? How are you? You're looking good today. Wow, you look good. Did you look in the mirror? You don't look so bad. Not as bad as your driver's license picture. Ooh, is that disgusting or what? What happened there? Were you in the middle of a sneeze or something like that? Wow. Nobody ever takes a good driver's license picture, ever. Ever! It's impossible. First of all, they tell you not to smile. They tell you to look nasty, like you're about to blow up a plane or something. It's really... The pictures are horrible. My driver's license, I put in my wallet backwards so that the picture isn't facing out. Because I don't want to see that every time I open up my wallet. It's bad enough that I'm looking at how little money is in there. I don't want to see a picture of me looking sad that there's no money in there. I don't want to be stopped by a police officer who asks to see my license and registration, and I give them my license, and he or she says, "Whoa, that picture is nasty. I feel bad for you. I'm just going to give you a warning." Actually, that might work. Can you imagine if we were matched up with people, we dated only people who had driver's license pictures? Oh, I'd never date. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think they took driver's license pictures before they invented combs and brushes, because nobody looks good. Nobody. Oh, my God. Did you ever see somebody who just, like, ran a marathon, you know, and they're sweating and bleeding and their mouth is drawn open because they can't breathe anymore, their eyes are bloodshot? Driver's license picture. I'm telling you. That's why the people at the motor vehicle departments, the registry of motor vehicles, those people who work there, they're so nasty and they look so horrible, because that's why they take pictures of drivers looking bad, because that's the only thing that makes them feel better.
I have a horrible job. I stand here all day and deal with these people. I'll get back at them. I'll take lousy pictures of them.
Can you imagine if those people were photographers and they did your wedding photos?
Yes, I'm looking for a wedding photographer. What experience do you have?
Oh, I took pictures at the Registry of Motor Vehicles for driver's licenses.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Can you imagine what those pictures would turn out? Here's my wedding pictures. Oh, let me see. Oh, my God. What happened? Was there a hurricane? What? Was there some natural disaster taking place?
No, those are my wedding pictures.
Oh, my God, they're horrendous. They're very well framed, but everybody looks horrible.
Those are my wedding pictures.
What did you... Who was your photographer? Did they work for the Registry of Motor Vehicles?
As a matter of fact, they did.
Oh, my God. All right. I've milked that joke enough, I think. I'm very upset, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very upset. I can't believe I live in the United States of America and the president is a douchebag. I can't wrap my head around that. And not just a normal douchebag. I mean, there are douchebags and there are douchebags of all different sizes and shapes. But this is a racist douchebag. Now, some Republicans say what Trump said was not racist. Oh, I see. Through what definition are you doing this? Trump actually said, if you don't like this country, you should leave. That is about as dictator communism kind of stuff that I've ever heard in my life. That's what they say. Love it or leave it. Here's the deal, man. I get that part. You know, it's a nice little phrase. But what you're saying is if somebody criticizes a country to try to make it better, then you don't belong here. Never criticize this country at all. Don, that's how you got in the White House. Do you not remember, Don, your entire presidential campaign was complaining about how bad this country was? At that point, you should have left it. Love it or leave it, Don. You weren't loving it. You should have left it. Instead, you went to the White House, kind of the opposite. Nobody complained more about how horrible this country was than you, Don. Do you all not remember that? Do you all not remember that? So don't go telling me, Don, that if you don't love this country and you criticize it, you should leave it. Oh, my God. You're talking about yourself. Donald doesn't like people that complain, apparently. This was put together by NBC. This is worth listening to.
What I don't like,
I don't like mosquitoes.
I don't like her temperament.
It's money, I don't like to spend money. I don't like the expression, you can't do worse, because frankly, they can't do worse.
Right now, I don't like mosquitoes too much.
I don't like critics. I don't even like using the H word, you know, the place that's down there.
I don't like Assad at all. I don't like people leaving a speech early. Crying.
I don't like when I see people burning our flag.
I don't like the way that looks. Look, I don't like tweeting. I don't like talking about how I feel about people. I don't like the word adjustment.
I don't like that. You don't like that. I don't like losing. I don't like losing. I don't like those. I don't like Pinocchios. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
I don't think you're happy, Don.
Shut up!
You should leave. Please, the quicker the better. Oh, please leave. He was referring to the this the quote-unquote squad. They are four non-white females who are criticizing the present administration and state of the country. They were, Don, let me, and he said that they should go back to their own countries and, well, they were all born here, so they are in their own countries. They should go back to their countries, and they should fix the problems there before they talk about the problems. Anyway, we have any problems here. Go back and fix the problems in your own country. Don, this is their own country, and that's what they're trying to do, fix the problems. And that's why you earned the title from me as douchebag of all colors. You're just the biggest one. Everything that Don says can be said about him tenfold. And I don't understand personally why the American public doesn't just say, all right, that's enough of this shit. Why can't you just say that? Why can't you just say, okay, that's enough of this shit? Because that's what it is. But I'm getting very disappointed in my fellow man here, my fellow woman, who just listen to this stuff. And the Republicans, they didn't say anything about what Don said. They just, well, I can't say anything. The Republican Party is like 75% with Donald. If I talk against Donald, then I'm not going to win re-election. Yeah, that's what's important. That's the most important thing, yourself. You know, you took an oath of office to represent and to uphold the Constitution in this country. But you're just doing it so you can continue to win elections. That's not what you raised your hand to. I promise to win elections as best I can, no matter what. That wasn't what it was said when you raised the hand. Come on, kids. Let's get it together. Let's stop fooling around. Quote, unquote, enough of this shit. That should be on the hat. Well, all this has done is energize the Democratic Party to band together against this racist, horrible man. And I just cannot believe that those racist words and those comments, I believe it when it comes from a neighbor, well, as sad as that makes me, when it comes from the President of the United States, that's inexcusable. And that's where we have to put our foot down. No matter what your beliefs are in his policies or anything like that, that's where you got to say, no, that's it. That's too much. That's way too much. Donald, you've been complaining about this country since the day one of your campaign. Your slogan for your campaign was Make America Great Again, thus meaning, as you said in so many words, this country is not great enough. This country has gone to pot. It is not what it should be. It is not what it used to be. It's not great. Don, if anybody complained about this country, it's you. So you should leave. I just don't know where, because nobody wants you to go to their country. We can't deport you. Nobody will take you. Hates Mexicans. They're all rapists. Remember that? Do we still believe that every Mexican that crosses the border is a rapist? That everybody that tries to get into the U.S. is a rapist? Is that what we still believe? Donald will not take the word of a Mexican judge. Remember that one? Uh-huh. There was a ban in this country for certain people of certain countries and religious backgrounds and such. Muslims. I don't understand where this man is coming from. I think he wants to make America white again. We've said that before, and it's quite obvious. And maybe you agree with him, but it's not right. Then you should leave the country, because that's not what this one's supposed to be about. That's not what this country's supposed to be about. Maybe you should go to a country that likes to be white again. I'm sorry to talk about this at length, but it is unbelievable that we have gotten this far with a guy like that, and nobody has just said, no, that's it, you're done, man, out, out, out. Come on, I got a cardboard box, we're going to take it into the Oval Office, you're going to pack your stuff, and you're going to get the hell out of here. You've crossed the line. And of course, this will all come to fruition in the November 2020 election. I personally can't wait that long, because things get worse every day. And by then, it could be horrible, as it is already. Let me remind you of something, Donald. These four women of quote-unquote color that you speak of that should go back to their own countries, of which they are already in, these were elected officials. People in their district voted them in. They won elections. You can't tell people that have won elections and are representing certain districts in this country to shut up. These are elected officials, Donald. What you're doing is anti-democratic, is anti-constitutional, is anti-this country. These people were elected into office, as were you, Donald, as were you. But the people that you're maligning won by popular vote. You won by some kind of fakakta electoral system. You lost by the popular vote. So, Donald, shut up.
Shut up!
All right. That's enough. I'm still sophisticated no matter what you say.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, refined entertainment for a sophisticated audience who sometimes enjoy a good fart joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am everywhere I go now, I see CBD oil signs, CBD commercials. I don't know what CBD stands for, cannabis bus delivery system. I have no idea, whatever. I've done so many interviews on this show with people that were pushing CBD oil. For me, it worked at first, and then like anything else that I take, it works for a period of time, and then it doesn't. But CBD oil is supposed to relieve anxiety, pain, liver spots, house hunt, clip your toenails for you. CBD oil does everything. Your teeth are stronger, your nose is bigger. I don't know. Everything is amazing with CBD oil. It reminds me of the medicine man back in the Old West who opened up the back of the covered wagon, and there were all these elixirs that would make you healthy for life. This is the same thing to me. It's the CBD oil. It's the Donald Trump oil where just listen to me and everything will be better. I thought that was bad enough. And I have CBD oil. It's very, very expensive, as you would imagine, supply and demand. I went to have my dog boarded a couple of weeks ago, and sitting on the shelf of this boarding place for my dog is CBD oil for dogs. And I said to the lady behind the counter, I said, "Can I take this too?" She says, "No, this is just for dogs. It's a special formula just for dogs." I said, "I see. Okay. Is that where we're going now? Do you have CBD oil for cats?" I said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, we do," which is a separate line. I said, "Can you give the CBD oil for cats to dogs?" "No, the CBD oil for dogs is for dogs. The CBD oil for cats is cats." I said, "Okay, fine. You have CBD oil for Jews?" I mean, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? And CBD oil comes in so many different types and sizes. There are chewables. There are lotions. There are drops that you can take internally. I don't know. You can buy paint cans of it and paint your walls with CBD oil. I don't know. It's getting out of hand. I mean, soon we're going to find it everywhere. Salad dressing. It's tasty, it's tangy, and it's loaded with CBD oil. Oh my God, here we go. Is CBD oil replacing gluten? Is that what we're doing here? Everything's gluten-free, but CBD oil full? What are we doing with the CBD oil? I still don't know what it stands for exactly. What are we doing? What's going on? It's the latest fad. I had carpeting put in my studio, and carpeting's got CBD oil in it. And every time I walk on it, I feel soothed, and I'm relieved of all anxiety. I think what we're doing in life is we're trying to find things that just make us numb. And it's no wonder Trump's president. I think we need this. We're looking for things to numb us. I can't put up with this crap anymore. Numb me immediately, please. Numb me. I can't take it, man. Do you know when this all started? I'll tell you when. It was after 9/11, or around that time, that horrible time in history. That's when the 24-hour news stations began. Yep, news, 24 hours a day. Analyzing just about everything. Everything. It's time to brush your teeth. Let's do a story on teeth. Let's do 24 hours of teeth news. It's amazing. It's just amazing. 24 hours of stuff. And if we don't have enough news, we'll analyze the news that we don't have. That's when it started going crazy. That's when I started getting news about two people who live in Sweden who were arrested last night on domestic disturbance. What? How would I? Why would I want to know about that? How would I know about that? Why? Why do I need to know about that? There used to be a thing called the evening news. Everybody would go home in the evening. That's where they all belonged. Those were the days when people just had one job. One job was enough. You didn't need five jobs.
The unemployment, the employment percentage is the lowest it's been in recorded history, I suppose. I don't know if it's that much, but whatever. Yeah, everybody's working. Everybody's working three jobs to make ends meet. Yeah, they're working all right. Three jobs. None of them are paying enough. That's middle America for you, my friends. Unemployment rate is low because people are doing whatever they can for a dollar. Give me that crap. Yeah, back when I was growing up, people had one job. Then they went home at night, had dinner with their families at a table, and then watched the evening news. Yeah, that was enough. There was no fake news, no CBD oil, no cell phones. Just watch the news. We trusted everybody on there. They just told us what we kind of needed to know. And give a crap how many cats were rescued from trees down the street. Don't give a crap about that. I don't have to listen to everybody else's problems, Dr. Phil. Didn't need to know everybody's problems, Dr. Phil. Wasn't necessary. I'm telling you, people are screwing this thing up. Just, you're taking this thing called life experience and you're screwing it up big time. You and your social media stuff. Well, I have to know what some kid in Indiana thinks about shoelaces. And then the response to that is, shoelaces, that's Obama's problem. Obama had shoelaces. That's all due to Obama. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, stop it. Just stop it. Please stop it. All right. We have a guest coming up. It's time to travel out of the country, as Trump probably suggests that you do. Talk about not being happy with anything. Trump hates Democrats. He said it so many times that Democrats are trying to destroy the planet. Kind of the opposite, Don. Like everything you say, it's the opposite. He hates Democrats. He went as far, not too many people are talking about this, and I'll try to get the soundbite. Trump actually said in the Rose Garden to reporters that some of these Democrats criticize the country so much they should just leave it if they don't love it. And he said they're probably communists. Oh my God. Oh my God. You couldn't have said that. You couldn't have said that somebody who disagrees with you is automatically a communist because they criticize and try to correct or make the country better. Don, that's what you're doing. Are you labeling people communist now because they have free speech? I remember that period of time. Yeah, that actually happened. The McCarthy era. Read about it. All right. See, you can't stop me today. You just can't stop me. All right. Are you thirsty?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Be a pepper, drink.
Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Julia. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Julia Diamond joins us. She's a travel expert, an author, TV host. She builds houses. Well, I don't know about the houses part. I'm giving you more credit, I guess, than I should. Hey, Julia, I understand that you're in Quebec City right now. Is that right?
That's right. I am. Beautiful Quebec City. I'm just at this quaint spot right near the St. Lawrence River under the shadow of the Chateau Frontenac. It's really beautiful here today.
Well, I love when you said that. Quebec City, now we're out of Boston here. The show's out of Boston. So this is a very feasible trip for us. This can be a very pleasant drive up to Quebec City.
Yes. I mean, it is, as you say, quite close. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes we forget our neighbor to the north. You know, there's just so much culture and, you know, cuisine and beautiful outdoor experiences. And it's just a short drive away, as you said. So Quebec City is definitely a destination I'd love to put on your listeners' radar. Summer is passing quickly. Yeah. So if you are thinking about a destination to visit this summer, this is a really beautiful one.
Okay. Now, for those that aren't familiar, is Quebec City a French-speaking location?
Yes, that's right. So Quebec City is in the province of Quebec, which mm-hmm. is in French-speaking Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the shores of the St. Lawrence River, and it's actually the old city is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So just a lot of history, cobblestone streets and castles, a lot of historic buildings, and it does sort of have a French-European feeling.
Yeah.
There are, you know, these outdoor cafes where you can grab crepes and delicious poutine. I'm not sure if you're familiar with poutine, but that is a local.
It's
pretty much it's French fries smothered in gravy, smothered in cheese, and it's delicious. That's consumed between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Yeah, because you don't want to consume that all day, my God. Well, to each his own. But speaking of that, I mean, culinary-wise, Canada has some really interesting stuff. I mean, it's all cultures, really, in a sense, depending on where you go. Some cities are quite cosmopolitan, and others have that quaint cuisine that would be different than here a little bit, as you just mentioned.
Exactly. Toronto is another city that has a very rich culinary scene.
Yes.
I'm actually from Toronto, so I'm a tad biased, but one of my favorite things is just the multiculturalism. There's just so much diversity, and it's reflected in all parts of the culture, especially the food. So you can get some amazing Greek food, and then you can get Ethiopian food. I mean, there really is no place in the world that isn't represented in Toronto, which is one of the things I love most about it.
Yeah, it's so close, yet so kind of unvisited, which is interesting. If Trump gets another term, I may be moving up there so I can do house hunting. So a lot of things to do up there. Ooh, you didn't say anything to that. Julia, it is very, very close, and it is very doable. Are there other things to do? Is this a family kind of vacation? Can it be?
Well, absolutely. So I am a mom of two. I have a 3- and a 5-year-old. And when I'm looking at family travel destinations, I look for three things.
Mm-hmm.
So one is affordability. The next one is proximity.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is access to the outdoors and experiences that the kids will love. So
mm-hmm.
Canada really checks a lot of those boxes. First one is affordability. You may be familiar with the favorable exchange rate. So, you know, travelers coming to Canada get 30 cents more on the dollar, which is lovely.
That's nice.
Can't go wrong with that.
That's nice.
And then, you know, we talked about proximity. I think that's really important. You get this, especially in Quebec City, you get this feeling that you're in Europe, but you've only traveled a few hours, which, you know, going back to my kids, traveling with a 3- and 5-year-old across the pond can be pretty draining. So, so coming to Canada is great because we feel like with that French culture, you feel like you're somewhere, you know, far, far away, but the transit time is short.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just access to the outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, you can hike and bike and cycle. You know, one of the places that I think is one of the most beautiful spots is Prince Edward Island in the east coast of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, you can clam dig with the kids, build sandcastles on these red sandy beaches. So there's just a lot to offer the family traveler who comes to Canada. You know, everything from all-inclusive resorts to cruising as well.
Yeah, let's talk about cruising because most people would say, oh my goodness, wait a minute, that's like a land deal. We're traveling over the border into Canada, but cruises are very popular to Canada, I understand.
That's right. And actually, coming out of Boston, this is going to be perfect for your listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Holland America has a cruise that goes from Boston to Montreal, stopping at, you know, in Quebec City, of course, Halifax, through Prince Edward Island in Charlottetown. And this is really the best way to see multiple destinations in a short amount of time. So, you know, you go up the St. Lawrence River, you're seeing the New England coast, and then you're also stopping at these other spots that are a little bit less well-known. Of course, the kids will love it because you can do excursions like the Lulu Lobster Boat Ride, where kids can go out with the captain and haul in some lobster traps. And then, you know, that's obviously super fun. And then back in PEI, they can go clam digging, as I mentioned, and also go to the Anne of Green Gables Museum. So lots to do. And I think that, you know, doing it, seeing this particular part of Canada on a cruise is really the best way to go. And now's really a great time to take advantage of this.
Yeah, really?
Holland America is offering a really special promotion from now until July 15th.
Oh.
It's mostly for their destinations like Alaska and Europe,
uh-huh.
but it's a fabulous two-for-one deal. So if you're traveling with your partner, you essentially pay half price, uh-huh. and your kids are free.
Wow.
So it's amazing value. If you go to hollandamerica.com, you can find out all the details about this promotion, but act now, because I think it's the final day is July 15th.
Okay.
So it's great value. Yeah.
Well, you've thrown out some great information, and you've whet our appetite, because it's so close, and or, as you say, take a cruise anywhere through Holland America and get that going and for a good price. Hey, it's great talking to you. Thanks a lot, Julia.
All right. Thanks so much, Ron.
Is there? Give me the website one more time before we part company here.
Okay, great. My website is juliadiamond.com, and people can go there for more family travel tips through Canada and all other parts of the world.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Julia. Wonder what her passport picture looks like. It's probably good. It's probably nice. Driver's license, not so much. Passport, probably even worse. Hey, have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.